Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Pomp and Joe. Pomp is our roving reporter at Oakmont today. Let's go right out to Garrett Podell of CBSSports.com. Garrett, my apologies. I referred to you in the last segment as Ira. Did you know Ira Podell, the longtime hockey writer for the Associated Press, by any chance?
I did not. That's just purely a coincidence. No connection, but thanks again for having me on, Joe. Great to see you as always.
Of course. Perhaps I could introduce you. Obviously, no relation. You wrote a good story on Aaron Rodgers, the pros and cons, and I thought the part that really jumped out to me was Aaron Rodgers under center versus Aaron Rodgers in the shotgun. He wants to be in shotgun. Arthur Smith likes his quarterbacks under center. How does this play out?
That's a great question. And yeah, because we know Arthur Smith, he loves to build his offenses around the run. In four of his six seasons as an OC in the NFL with 10 years in Tennessee and then Atlanta as the head coach, now in Pittsburgh, four of those 6 years, top 10 rushing attacks. And last year, as you mentioned, 42.6% of Pittsburgh snaps in 2024 were under center. That was the fourth highest rate in the NFL. And then in New York, Aaron Rodgers, he was in the shotgun a little over 70% of the time, which was the 11th highest rate in the NFL. And as we know from Aaron Rodgers' career, he loves and has pretty much earned as a four-time league MVP, having control at the line of scrimmage to get everybody lined up the way he wants and winding the play clock down, full control over the offense. So stylistically, this is going to be a really interesting combination in Pittsburgh. How much of it will be Arthur Smith's offense? How much latitude will Aaron Rodgers have? And then also you think of it's a young offensive line outside of Isaac Siumalo. Everybody else on that line only has a year or two of experience in the NFL. And this was a Pittsburgh offensive line that was bottom five in the NFL in quarterback pressure rate allowed, 38.6% quarterback pressure rate, fourth worst in the NFL. So it's going to be really interesting to see how Arthur Smith and Rodgers come together to design this offense to mitigate pressure on Rodgers, because a lot of his game is he's not a runner per se, but always kind of dancing around in the pocket or rolling out to make a jaw-dropping throw. It's going to be 41, will be 42 in December. How will that mesh and come together? That'll be really interesting to see.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of obvious last year that part of his game wasn't there anymore. But the question I have is why bring in Aaron Rodgers if you're not going to let him run his offense? That doesn't make sense to me. Does it to you? Do you think they give him, you know, almost full latitude to do what he wants? And is that the way to go?
I think you have to.
Yeah.
I think you have to because, yeah, you don't want to have a locker room drama. I mean, we saw before Robert Saleh was fired last year, Saleh was complaining about delay of game penalties and things like that, penalties around the line of scrimmage and occasional false start related to Rodgers' hard count and really waiting and trying to get the defense to jump to get a last-minute kind of edge at what the defense is doing. And then that became a public back and forth through the media, their respective press conferences for a couple weeks. That's something I'm sure the Steelers do not want to have. So I would imagine you would have to give Aaron Rodgers full latitude. And now look, maybe Aaron Rodgers understands, maybe I need to lean on the run game a little bit more kind of later on in my career. And Pittsburgh's got a real efficient running back in terms of yards per scrimmage touch and Jaylen Warren, and kind of a nice in between the tackles runner rookie out of Iowa, Caleb Johnson, who was the Big Ten's leading rusher in terms of rushing yards and rushing touchdowns last season with the Hawkeyes. So maybe he leans a little bit more on that. But yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of trouble if Arthur Smith tries to go toe-to-toe and have a war over whose offense it is in Pittsburgh.
Garrett Podell from CBSSports.com. Read his piece. Aaron Rodgers continues Hall of Fame career, pros, cons as QB joins Pittsburgh for his 21st season. That is unbelievable. I didn't even realize that. It's his 21st season?
Yeah, 21st season. It'll be his 18th as a starting quarterback. So the first 3 years behind Brett Favre.
That's the part.
So, I mean, if you want to talk about seasons played, 18 seasons in the league, 21, 05 draft class.
That's right. So 21 seasons, even though, he didn't play at first. Here's the question. Knowing everything you know right now about Rodgers, his recent history, Arthur Smith, the way he wants to run an offense, Mike Tomlin's offenses, do you think this is going to work, Garrett? And how would you define that? How would you define that? Winning a playoff game or what?
I think it can work. I think the big thing is going to be, this is going to sound super cliche, but establishing the run, Rodgers running a ton of play action. I think back to in 2019 and 2020, his first years, two seasons with Matt LaFleur as the head coach with the Green Bay Packers. He'd kind of been at a crossroads career-wise. People kind of maybe thought he was a little washed in 2018, but he kind of embraced sort of a hybrid offense where there were still under-center concepts, play action, motion, but Rodgers also had plenty of latitude to get out of plays and do what he wanted to do. And in 2019, they made the NFC title game, lost the 49ers. 2020, he had one of his best seasons ever and won MVP, and they almost reached the Super Bowl, falling by one possession to the Buccaneers in that NFC title game. So I think the best case scenario is something like those first two Matt LaFleur years where Rodgers was receptive to being under the center, running more play action, leaning a little bit more on the run game, and then taking his deep shots to Devontae Adams, or now in this case, DK Metcalf with the Steelers, and kind of rolling from there, leaning on the top 10 defense on the other side of the ball and really seeing if that can work. And so what would a successful year look like? Well, Pittsburgh has lost their last six playoff games and they've given up 28 points at least in all of them. So I'd say at minimum, Pittsburgh would have to consider winning one playoff game a success, but I think at least winning two and getting the AFC title game would be a massive success. I mean, considering the Kansas City Chiefs have been the AFC Super Bowl representative in five of the last 6 years, something that's never happened before. So, I mean, at least getting that far would probably be ultimate success. Winning a playoff game would probably be a success considering where they've been the last few years.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yes, and as you pointed out in your story, no team in NFL history has ever gone six straight playoff games allowing at least 28 points until Mike Tomlin's Steelers. Limits, I wouldn't think of leaving you out of this conversation.
Garrett, I've been squashed like a bug on a rug in the last couple of days based on believing what Ben Roethlisberger also believes, I might add, and what one of our reporters, Ray Fittipaldo, in the area also believes, that I think that with Mason Rudolph, this is more of a 6 or 7 win team. I think they're a 10-win team with Aaron Rodgers. Do you fall in a similar light as me? How many wins do you think they have now that Rodgers is the guy?
I don't think you're far off, City Limits. I think, you know, somewhere between 10-11 is probably right, because early on in the season, there will probably be some adjustments. And look, playing in the AFC North, the Ravens and Lamar Jackson, who was the all-pro quarterback first team last year, probably could have won MVP. And then Joe Burrow, if he's healthy and firing, as we saw last year, he's right up there for one of the best quarterbacks in the league, leading the league in passing yards and passing touchdowns. So there's definitely probably at least 5 or 6 losses between a few in the division and maybe a handful outside of it as well. But I think best case regular season scenario, 10-11 wins, 10-7, 11-6, maybe 12-5, but probably more in that 10-11 win range. And yeah, I think if Mason Rudolph is the starter, you're conceding this season and trying to get into the top 10 of the NFL draft if Rudolph is the starting quarterback. I mean, we saw with Tennessee. Now, Tennessee didn't have the greatest array of weapons, but they did have Calvin Ridley. Tony Pollard went over 1,000 yards rushing, and that was not good in Tennessee. So I would definitely agree with your stance for sure.
Garrett Podell of CBS Sports. So, Garrett, when you look at the Steelers in general, are they the biggest story in the league right now? It sure seems like it today with Aaron Rodgers showing up and TJ Watt not here. Like, which team is a bigger story of more interest than them right now? Anybody?
I think the Steelers certainly have that crown when you combine, like you said, Watt and the contract uncertainty, him willing to eat the fines for missing mandatory minicamp, and Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you just look at contract situations around the league. In the AFC North, in the Steelers division, the Cincinnati Bengals, no contract for Trey Hendrickson. Up to this point, no contract for first-round pick edge rusher, so probably his successor, Shamar Stewart out of Texas A&M. That's a little weird that neither of those guys is paid. You'd think at least one of them, probably Shamar Stewart, would. And then the Dallas Cowboys here, where I am locally in Dallas, are a storyline simply for the fact that Micah Parsons, like TJ Watt, is one of those top-of-the-line edge rushers and seeking a new contract. And he said he will be at mandatory minicamp this week. He's not going to take any fines. I will be out at Cowboys minicamp the next 3 days, and we'll head out from there in a little bit. But I would say probably those, the Bengals and the Cowboys, are probably up there, but the Steelers definitely have the crown, because no one's got both, you know, a brand-new MVP quarterback walking in the building and an all-pro defensive player in a contract spat simultaneously.
Well, speaking of that, would you give TJ Watt, Miles Garrett, money to keep him here? Would you consider trading him? How do you think that all plays out?
Well, I think you pay him, because Cam Hayward, he's at the end, right? And he's kind of been the culture setter defensively for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the Steelers over the years have clearly shown they value continuity, culture. I mean, in the way that they've handled Mike Tomlin, despite some disappointing playoff finishes, like we mentioned, the 6-game playoff losing streak in which they've allowed 28 points in all of them, an NFL record. So with knowing that organization's MO with this stuff, I would imagine you signed TJ Watt. I mean, this is probably TJ Watt's last big deal, and he's kind of the bridge between the current Steelers and whatever Pittsburgh's going to be in the next 2, 3, 4 years from now, based on who they draft and sign in free agency, and who also a bridge to, they'll have a new quarterback after this year. Rodgers turns 42 in December and is on a 1-year contract. So I think the Steelers would want to have a stable locker room presence on defense, like they always seemingly do. So I would imagine they would sign TJ Watt, because while he's super valuable to a lot of teams, he probably is more value to Pittsburgh. And if you look at Trey Hendrickson, he's led the league in sacks this past season, had the same figure, and was the runner up a year ago, 17 and a half each last 2 years. He's 30. I mean, there's a thaw or stalemate on his market. So what would Watt be on the trade market? I think he's more valuable to Pittsburgh than anyone else.
What would he bring on the trade market, in your opinion?
That's a great question. I would probably say at least one first round pick.
Me too.
And then after that, it would depend on if a team wants to surrender another player in that deal, or if it's, you know, a second, third round pick, things like that. Because any team that does trade for TJ Watt is basically communicating, we are about to pay up for a pass rusher who's going into his 30s. So I would say that's probably something that you would consider there. So for sure, one first, and then compensation after that would depend on player picks, whatever it may be.
Garrett, we appreciate the time. Everybody can read that piece at cbssports.com, the pros and cons of Aaron Rodgers. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for having me, Joe.
Absolutely. What a nice man he is, huh, Limits?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.